You're listening to 91.3 FM WTSR at the College of New Jersey. My name's Neil.
And I'm Danica.
And we're here with...
No license.
Can you all introduce yourselves by name and instrument?
Hi, I'm Kathleen and I play the bass.
I'm Lance, I play guitar.
I'm Zach, I play guitar.
I'm Kevin, I play guitar.
I'm Mark, I play the drums.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hey. Hello.
So, you just finished your performance at WTSR Underground. What did you think?
It was exhilarating. I felt like the spotlight on me. I never felt more comfortable in my whole life.
You know? It felt like we were on TV for real.
I felt like we were on Fallon. That's what I said. It was so professional. It was so clean. Because it was a college, I expected like litter on the floor and cigarettes. But it was just like very polished.
Yeah.
Very professional.
Yeah.
Really impressive.
Yeah, all the students who were helping us out felt like professionals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they also were so cordial and nice. Yeah. It was great.
Awesome. So now diving in a little bit into the band. How did you form? How did No License start as a thing?
Me and Lance have been separately writing songs for a long time, since like college. We've known each other since college. And he lived in Philly for a year and we were like in New York. And when he moved back to New York, we were like, oh, we should just do something together, you know? And we should just, like, help each other out, play each other's songs, you know? And then it just became, like, a more natural thing than that over time.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then we got these guys. And Mark is, like, not even officially in the band. but we would like him to be.
Yeah, what do you say?
Put you on the spot right now. Make a decision.
Will you marry us?
Well, I know you guys just moved from Hoboken to Philly. What's that been like, and like, what are the differences between the two different music scenes?
In Hoboken, there isn't one. And in Philly, there is one. And it's very, it's got like a thick outer crust. Like an overbaked.
Like a chitin.
Like a chitin. like an overbaked loaf of bread, you know? And you just gotta punch through it. But yeah, no, we're working our way in, yeah. Anyway, we can. It's great. It's great. There's like a diversity of sounds in Philly. Where in Hoboken, there's just like, oh, you'd go to a bar and you'd hear like dad's cover country or dad's covering rock, like old rock music, which is great. And it's great, but it's not like for young people, you know?
Yeah.
But Philly's great. Philly's great.
So can you tell us about the meaning behind No License as a band name? Who doesn't have a license?
At some point, we all didn't. I mean,
at some point, it was only me who had a license.
Oh, wow.
And these three guys didn't. Yeah. But since then, two of them have gotten their license.
Congrats.
Yeah.
But also, who has a license? You know what I mean?
So true, if you think about it.
I have one, but I don't use it very much.
Yeah.
But it's good to have.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like one of our songs that we played. It's called No License.
Mm-hmm. And the song came first.
Yeah.
The song came first, and then the name.
And then we were like desperately trying to think of a name because we had a show to play. And it was the only name we came up with that was not already taken, and
or
it
wasn't,
like, super cringy. And we said it was going to be temporary, but maybe it's not going to be temporary. But, yeah, it's a great song.
Also, it's like, we have no license to be playing our music.
Yeah.
We have no license to be going to these shows and doing music, but, yeah.
I like it.
No,
which one is it? You decide.
I need to know what the other options were for band names.
Oh, we had some great ones.
There's Bug Star, Frog Star.
Yeah.
The old one was Ceiling Star.
Yeah.
That was
there's one we I can't say.
We didn't have a lot of ideas, if I remember. But, yeah, we came up with something.
So what does your recording process look like?
We don't have one. We're figuring that out. We're going to figure
it
out.
We kind of avoid.
Yeah. We've never recorded anything.
All of our stuff is on Bandcamp, and we've all kind of DIY'd it. So, like, for some of the songs, we used, a four-track Tascam and kind of just did that ourselves. And I think, Lance, you've recorded some stuff just on, like,
Roger.
Your Mac. Or
Roger,
yeah,
Roger
Roger.
Magic, and stuff.
From the Pirate Bay.
So we're figuring it out.
Yeah. And, like, some of the stuff on the Bandcamp is, like, demos from Zach's old band from, like, a long time ago. But don't tell anyone that.
What about, like, the songwriting process? What does that look like?
It's a mess. It's an extremely difficult thing to do.
You should say something. No, you say it.
Some of the songs were there since, I think, when the two of you were in college, right? You wrote some of those songs on your own. And then when Zach and Kathleen and I and Lance started playing music together, in New York especially, I think we just started, you know, with acoustic instruments just in the living room. Just slowly coming up with like chords that sound interesting, and then gradually trying to layer it with more lyrics, melodies. There's probably like 1,000 like audio files on Zach's phone that just like, have like loose ideas.
There were 2,500 at some point. 2,500.
I did delete a bunch. And the hard part is like really picking one and just really committing to it and getting it all the way through. But
people are listening like, those are the best out of the 2,500.
There's a lot.
I think there are some masterpieces that are lost in those audio files, and no one will ever hear them.
Lost in my twisted mind.
In Zach's dark, twisted pen. Yeah. But yeah, the songs I was singing, I think I basically wrote alone. But then they added some arrangements. Nice. But yeah, I think it would be cool to be... like we all sit down and like write a song all together at the same time. That's kind of a hard thing to do.
Is there a favorite song that you guys have made so far?
I love Copper. Copper's my favorite.
Yeah, Copper's my favorite too, I think.
Maybe for me, Lost at the Movies. Just recently, especially seeing it come together. Like Lost at the Movies was one of those like audio files, like 30-second long. And then we really just decided to like force it into
existence,
and it was like really tough. We tried a lot of different arrangements. It's kind of still a living, changing thing, and
yeah,
I don't know, but just seeing it go from that original idea to what it is now, it's been really nice.
Yeah, it was like one of the few songs where like just labor on it for years, and there were definite moments where like the understanding of the song like changed, and like I was like, oh, you know, oh my god. Did you get that? You know, just, I don't know. And that's like the better than like coming up with it in like a moment, you know. Mm. It's like 10 times better.
Mark, what's your favorite song
that we play today?
Mm-hmm. Or ever.
I like Lost at the Movies. I like Crossing Over. I'm a big fan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but today Lost at the Movies. Good groove.
Mm-hmm.
Good high tempo.
You're an animal song. Back there, buddy.
Yeah, I think I would say that.
Yeah. Awesome. So what are your main, like, your biggest musical influences for each of you, or collectively?
Kathleen, go.
Why me first?
We'll just do it.
I think collectively, a lot of the times we'll say, like, Joyce Manor is a really big influence on our music. Yeah. We listen to a lot of Guided by Voices,
Pavement.
Pavement!
Modest sure, Mouse.
Sure.
Radiohead.
Alex G.
The Wrens
are huge.
Yeah, the Wrens, which is like a New Jersey band for anyone listening. Like, their 2003 album, right? 2004.
The Meadowlands
is just like such a great.
If you've never listened to it on the radio, if none of you have ever listened to this, you have to listen to The Meadowlands by the Wrens.
By the Wrens.
Right, if you're driving, pull over, park the car, get it on Spotify.
It's one of the best albums you'll ever hear.
That's like what really I think brought. The three of us together. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. Zach and I went to high school, and then he dropped out of my high school, and we hadn't seen each other in 7 years. And then we started listening to The Meadowlands together. I mean, you showed it to me, and that's how I also like met Kathleen. I think we were just in a room jamming to Meadowlands. Mm-hmm. They're from like Secaucus, and they sing
have an album
it.
Called The Secaucus.
Yeah, they call Secaucus, and they sing about like New Jersey and this sort of like kind of prairie malaise, and just like growing up with factories around you and like gas plants and just like the interstate and like Wawa's and gas
stations.
Like station.
Disappointed suburban life.
Yeah, disappointed suburban life. Like working at a pharma company and so it's, but also the deep forest kind of feeling of driving around at night.
Totally.
So we listen to that a lot driving around in the car.
Mm-hmm.
The other band that Zach put me onto that your listeners definitely don't even know about is called Shinobu.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Really good. Shinobu, another great.
They're good friends with the band Joyce Manor, and they had a big influence on them. But Shinobu's one of the great lost bands, too.
Yeah, highly underrated. It's always cool to like a band that no one knows about.
Yeah.
So we have to put that in there.
You should get that tattooed.
We should put that on our posters. Like a
on a bumper.
No license. It's always good to like a band no one knows about.
What are three words you would use to describe your music? If you had to sum it up.
We used to have this joke that when people asked us what our music was, we would be like, oh, it's just like That's it.
It's just like, that's just three like, words.
That's two. Oh yeah, that's true. It's just like, yeah.
I would say sensual. I would say revolutionary. I would say
political.
I would say slay. Yes. I would say.
You're at three.
That's three.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say it's got elements of swaggy.
Uh huh.
Swaggy. Yeah.
Pluralistic.
Yeah. Pluralistic.
Permeable.
Yeah. Peremptory.
Permeable. Impermeable.
Yeah. Altruistic.
Mark.
Yeah, Mark. One word for Mark.
One word for me. Just talking about Lost at movies. There's some groove in there. It's groovy.
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 Yeah.
Feeling
like white boy groove.
Yeah.
Like a Gang of Four style. We love it. We love it, don't we, people?
Alright. Let's move on.
So
don't cut that out! Don't cut that out!
I won't. How has your music evolved over time, individually or as a group?
We used to play louder music, and now we play loud music that's just slightly less loud, I think.
That's a great answer, actually. Yeah. So that's kind of a perfect encapsulation. Answer. Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Nothing needs to be added to that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably accurate. I don't know. Like, yeah, he used to be in a band that was, like, I would call it, like, a real emo band and, like, loud guitars. And then he made this, like, the Tascam demo, which was, like, all, like, acoustic soft stuff. And now I think it's kind of somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good place to be,
yeah,
perhaps.
Now we make kissing music, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Make-out music.
Makeout music. Mm-hmm. 12 Rods. You guys know that song?
Is it a song? Or is that just the album?
There's a song, yeah, Makeout Music.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so what does the future of the band look like? Do you know? Do you have any projects coming out?
We're signing with Columbia.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Atlantic and Columbia are fighting for us right now.
Oh, sure.
New deal just dropped.
Dozens of dollars are in the mix, you know.
It's a very difficult question. Well, one thing is that I live in Brooklyn and they all live in Philly, and that's a huge problem. And when they moved, I thought the band was maybe going to be over. So it's not over, and it might never be over. But
I think we've played more since we've moved to Philly. Like, we're really making the two-state.
But also, we sound better now.
Yeah.
Before.
I think, I don't know, the future is very bright. The future is not bright for many things in the world right now, but for No License, it couldn't be brighter. And hopefully we're going to play more shows and have more fans and have more fun with our friends and become better artists and better people.
Mm-hmm.
God bless America.
Well said, Chairman.
So, going to give you a chance to promote yourselves. Where can we find No License on music platforms and social media stuff?
Just No License Band at Instagram.
Instagram, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where we advertise our shows.
Yeah. But we're not married to people finding us, you know. We're not sure if that's what we want.
If you stumble onto us,
yeah,
that's great.
No, I'm joking.
Only if
please,
it's meant to be.
Yeah,
please
not,
follow
but
us.
Not at the expense of the Wrens. Follow the Wrens.
At Charles Bissell.
No, Charles Bissell. The Wrens is over.
Yeah, Charles Bissell. His new project is called Car Colors.
Car Colors.
Car Colors. Yeah, we're going to promote them instead.
Yeah. Well, we don't have anything booked right now, right? So.
Nope.
If anyone out there wants to book us for a show, that's what we want.
Also, Lance is single.
That's true, yeah. I'm a really cool guy. And I'm not on the dating app because they're evil. And this is the only way I know how to meet people.
Just radio interviews.
And I don't live in New Jersey. Yeah. But yeah.
But he's willing to make the drive.
He is willing to make
Well, I don't know how to drive. but I do have a driver's license. I barely passed the test.
Anything else?
What else? I don't know.
That's it. That's
make sure
it.
You're registered to vote. Get your flu shot. Drink 8 cups of water a day. Call your grandma. That's it.
Thank you so much for being here, doing this interview. Thank you so much for coming here to Underground. It was lovely to have you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So
this is so nice. You guys are so nice.